hurricane, earthquake, flood, volcanic eruption, or a river of blood. We'll be here even if we get shot, so listen up now for some No Matter What.
Welcome everyone, welcome back to No Matter What, the podcast that we do when Cassie isn't around to stop us. My name's Cale, and over there is the very handsome and talented Mark.
G'day, mate. We're sorry.
We're sorry.
Yeah, it's come to our attention that some of the things said on the last podcast were controversial.
We got a lot of feedback on that. Some people would say it's a lot. We got a lot of hate from the last one, and you know they're not wrong. It's just I feel like some of the things that were said to us were a little bit more hurtful than things we said.
It's like science. It's like I've always said, and I've always said this, and I've got this tattooed as a back piece. My haters.
It takes up a lot of backspace.
My haters with an eight.
Yeah.
Are my motivators with an eight and an infinity symbol below it, which is like a sideways eight. And I've always said
that. The infinity symbol is a sideways eight, and that's representing...
It's the motivated hate.
Because right.
For an infinite amount of time, I'm going to say this all the time. Right,
and you're going to have an infinite amount of haters, but that'll just give you infinite motivators. Motivation.
Consider, if you will, a Mobius strip. Now, a Mobius strip is you no matter how many times you go around it, you'll always end up... where you began.
Right.
And like, to me, the journey of motivation and hatred is like, no matter how much hate I get.
And that's the infinity.
It's the infinity symbol.
The symbol going around like a race, like you're in a go-kart on a racetrack and they're throwing blue shells.
Consider, if you will, a race car on a racetrack.
Yeah.
If this is resonating with you. Now, the engine on the cart is hate. The output from the back of the cart is motivation.
Right. So you put hate in the go-kart, it goes,
motivation,
it combusts,
comes out.
Yeah, it combusts, it pistons. Powers, pushes up pistons, jets.
Jets.
Is that in a go-kart? You got carbines.
That wasn't a no I was doing. I was kind of like, you know when you listen to jazz music,
yep,
and you kind of shake your head left to right.
You're flowing with me.
And you're feeling the flow.
Yep.
That's what I was doing there.
And the racetrack is life.
The racetrack in this scenario, yeah, I got to say it's life.
Yeah.
I think the racetrack is life. I think the engine is hate. And I think the output, as in the, I guess forward
are
momentum.
Are you the engine? And then hate is the fuel.
Is the fuel. Is the fuel. That's another way. That could definitely work as well.
And you're just going around spitting out motivation.
Because I'm motivated. I'm motivation. Am I motivation, or is motivation part of me?
Motivation equals your locomotion.
Yeah.
Because you bring that commotion to the ocean.
Now, I think we've taken a left turn somewhere here, because I was just talking purely racetrack.
Well, it depends where you are on the infinity racetrack. Are you making way are you driving?
The thing is, it doesn't matter, because as I said, and consider, if you will, a Mobius strip, or consider, if you will, a racetrack. I guess
in the infinity is kind of a Mobius.
Yeah, well, the strength of this metaphor.
Strength.
Is the fact that no matter where you go, you'll always end up where you've been.
Right, and the point we're trying to make is that we're sorry.
Yes.
But everything you're saying to us just motivates us more.
That's the thing. We're sorry. Oh, for sure, we're sorry. I mean, this is the price of success.
Whoopsie doopsie. I mean, we took it too far.
Okay. Individual apologies.
Yeah.
Number one, we're sorry for casting Matthew Perry so close to his death. However,
we didn't know he was going to die.
Okay. I'm sorry. In this scenario that you keep getting angry at us for, you think that we... We knew he was going to die. We cast him for a show because of the talent.
Do you think we got him on the cheap?
No.
Because he was spoiled goods?
No.
No.
He's one of the most talented actors in Hollywood. And so we're like, okay, we're them Hollywood boys. We want the best of the best, the upper echelon. So we get Matthew on the phone. We say, hey, Matthew, it's them Hollywood boys. You in? And he said, I'm in. And then unfortunately, 6 to 8 years later, he died.
Yeah.
we'd been holding this a little while.
That's right.
Okay? We'd been holding this one for a while because...
You guys didn't realize this, that this has actually been something that we didn't know if we were going to release.
No.
And it's not that we've now just released it because he's passed.
We're not ambulance chasers. That's not us.
No, okay? It's not like... The price and the value of something goes up when the person... We didn't even think of that.
That didn't even cross my mind, actually. But now that you mention it, like...
It's one of our highest rated.
To play devil's advocate, it's a good point. It's one of the most successful things we've ever done.
Yeah. But we are sorry.
We're sorry. We're sorry for what we've done mentioning Matthew, even though, in my opinion, like... yes, I am sorry.
Yeah, but our hands are clean.
But am I sorry for creating great content with a great actor? I don't think I'm sorry for that.
I don't think you can really apologize for that, Mark.
No, I don't think we should. Now the next one, I don't think we should,
but we have.
We have. I mean, let's go on record and say the apology has been given.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for motivating us haters. You've motivated us into an apology. Next apology comes during...
Look, it's a big debate, this next one.
Yeah.
And if you look at the science... Look, I'll let you do your own research, but we are sorry.
We're sorry. I mean, I didn't even think a claim was made. I think we said hypothetically, wouldn't it be truly a fucked up reality,
right?
If everyone who died from COVID
because
was
Weinstein, we were like, did COVID get him?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't even think we've checked that.
Yeah, the thing about jazz music, I often think of this podcast as kind of like. The jazz of the podcast world.
I think so.
It's like we're riffing, you know?
We're just riffing.
We're riffing. You put down a bass line.
We're hopping.
I'm jumping on with it with another bass line.
Because watch this. Listen to this, everyone. Skibbity beat.
I know. And that's the kind of stuff we do. We're skibbity beating.
And then I go, skabba-dabba.
Yeah. And I'm like saying like, yes.
Yeah.
Keep doing that. You know what I mean?
And sometimes when we're riffing together, it can go a little bit like skibbity-ba.
And yeah, I'm on the same page as you when you're saying that. And that's the best stuff
do. So, Mark, what we're trying to, ready? So when I go skibbity beep, you go.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, and that's why we work. We're like,
right.
Yeah, we're like yin and yang twins. Right. We're like so the yin and yang twins.
So you would go.
And I would.
And then I would go.
And that's what we do.
Right.
That is what we do.
We're jazz.
Here. We are the kind of the jazz of the podcast world. And I think that's about, it's about time we get our flowers for that.
Yeah.
We get our flowers.
So, you know, the whole.
There was a lot of pedo jazzers. I mean, I don't want to get into it.
Right. But if you go back far enough,
they were dating pretty young women.
Yeah. It was full on. It was a different time. Yeah. I mean, when did jazz start? Look it up.
I'm not going to look that up.
Yeah, so sorry about the whole thing that if you died of COVID, it's because you're a pedophile, whether you did the crime or not. But it was jazz.
It was jazz. We were riffing and we apologize for that. I think a lot of people out there have said that planes cannot give consent. So sorry,
yeah,
sorry
that
for
was,
all.
I didn't really understand that one, yeah. but apparently... We can't...
Can't fuck a plane.
Can't fuck a plane, even in jest. We were just kidding, yeah. You know? It was, again, hypothetical.
Yeah, hypothetically...
If you would fuck a...
How would you do it?
Oh, speak of the devil.
All right, that's a little plane break.
That's a little sexy plane break. Not trying to objectify...
I mean, here's the thing.
The jet.
All of a sudden, we're talking about planes, and then it's like,
one flies for, yeah, hello, jet. Yeah. This is the song we play whenever a jet flies by. I'm not saying that we're objectifying this jet.
No, I don't find this jet sexually attractive at all. I can't even see it.
No, but it is interesting to think where you would fuck a jet.
I mean, if I had to. If someone wanted me to fuck this plane.
Jet.
I mean, you got to just consider where you, how you would and where in essence you would.
We're not trying to open up this conversation again.
No,
look,
no.
I know some people were like, how could you?
Yeah.
They're jets. They get us from A to B.
Yeah.
You know, I traveled the world on a jet, one person said. You know, and this is a little cheeky thought. Immediately I was like, well, how did you not?
How did you
not seeing it every day? Yeah. How are you not?
It's like when you watch a sitcom and, you know, first season.
Yeah.
You're watching and you're like, you know, it's a will they, won't they? They don't get together in the first season.
Right.
Usually the second or third, they do get together. And I'm like, that's That's because they're together for long enough.
You grow attached to things.
And if you're on a plane for that long, like, come on.
You know, and if coincidentally you get off one flight, but then the next flight you get on in a week later is that same plane. It's like, what is that? That's fate.
Serendipity. Yeah.
Serendipity.
Yeah, that's... How could you not?
Yeah, well...
We're not saying we would.
No, we're not saying we would.
No.
But this person who... complained and said that they traveled the world on jets and that we shouldn't objectify them like that.
Yeah, this person that bragged, let's be honest.
There was a little bit of a brag.
Yeah.
I've been to every country. It's like, that's a lot, dude. And you know, this is the only other thing. I'm sure there's more people come at us. Like you said, where the engine, the motivation. Hate comes in, the motivation goes out. There's plenty, I guess, for us to apologize for. But another one is, you know, the act of you buying... the army men from small soldiers is an act of racism because they're against the Gorgonites and they want to eliminate them all. Again, I didn't. I bought Gorgonites.
Yeah.
I might have bought a small soldier, but that's just so I could have the Gorgonites flip the script and beat on them constantly. And you know, to the point where they're going, hey, what the hell's going on? Like, isn't this racism towards us? And it's like, no.
For that one, I will apologize. Right. I was wrong. I should not have bought only small soldiers.
You should have bought some Gorgonites.
Here's the thing. Had I known at the time, I'm not sitting here saying that like it was like, it came from a place of ignorance. You hadn't seen the movie. I'd not seen the movie. So, but hey, what does that say about me? What does that say about me that when I'm looking at the small soldiers, I go with the white army men? You know what I mean?
Mark, don't blame yourself, okay? It's we all know it was Big Milk.
Yeah, yeah. And I won't apologize. That's one thing I'll never apologize for, exposing a disgusting conglomerate.
That's the only thing we haven't got hate on.
No.
We've gotten some threats from, obviously Big Milk, but... The people actually, a lot of people, we woke them up, a lot of these people, to... Why are you drinking milk? It's so weird.
We got this one guy. This one guy's like emailing nonstop, and he keeps saying like I'm gonna do some stuff to you and rude and a very horrible man.
You know, we were the plane in this situation. Yeah.
And here's the thing: I looked him up, and in every photo I've seen of him, he's wearing all white. Yeah.
Oh.
Blonde hair
makes you think.
All white. I think he's the Milky Bar Kid.
Wow.
Yeah.
The Milky Bar Kid's resurfaced after all this bloody time.
Remember the Milky Bar Kid?
Yeah.
What's he been doing?
I don't know what his deal was. I don't 100% remember the ads. Would he come and save the day?
I think he was akin to like a Superman.
Would there be a bully and they'd be like, we're pissed, and then he'd throw chocolate at them and then that's chill?
Listen, I think there was no limit to the kind of problems that the Milky Bar Kid could solve. Like, I think that, like,
you know, he solved them with
usually by throwing Milky Bars at the issue. That's how he would solve them. But the thing is about him, like, if there was, like, a house fire, I think the Milky Bar Kid would, like, in the ads, would show up and just, like...
douse it with milk.
Just absolutely cover
the
it with milk.
The smell would be awful.
Be terrible. Would milk quench a fire better than water? I don't know. That's something I just don't know.
Is it heavier? You have to assume it's heavier than water. So it's, I mean, does that help?
Well,
what's in a fire hydrant and is it milk?
Yeah, it should be.
Well, what's the research say? We don't know. These are the sort of things that we need you guys to give us feedback on.
That's a very American thing, isn't it? A fire hydrant? Do we have them?
Are we supposed to have them in every home?
Like if fire hydrants are like, important.
I bet if we looked it up right now.
Why have I never seen a fire hydrant on our sidewalks in Australia? We have way more fires than in America.
Oh, are you talking about like those?
You're talking extinguisher. I'm talking hydrant.
Oh yes, my bad. I am talking extinguisher. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Like where's the hydrants at?
Where the hydrants at?
It's important, right?
Yeah.
They wouldn't have built entire like. In America,
we've just got bubblers. That shit won't fly.
It's not gonna fly unless you put like you ever put the stick in it? Stick in a bubbler?
Oh, like a straw?
No, it was a prank during mostly like a high school prank where people would really shove sticks into the holes of a bubbler so that when you would turn
just absolutely ruin
absolutely
it.
Wreck that shit.
Yeah. So that when you I was witness to that a few times.
When you turned on the bubbler, it would kind of create like a situation where you'd get sprayed with a lot of water. Because someone had really fucking crammed sticks into it.
Because we've hidden it.
We've hidden it.
There's no sticks externally. No, they're all internally.
It's like in it, so that it's akin to like putting your finger over part of a bubbler. It will spray, the water pressure will spray out at another angle at a higher velocity.
Right.
And that's what happens with the people putting the sticks down it. And also you best case scenario, you drink stick water. And like that's no good.
We got to have an equivalent here.
Well, we should.
I'm sure we have something where it's like, it's just not, because I imagine that they have issues in America where what if someone just crashes into a fire hydrant? Is that shit just fucked for a while?
I've seen that shit.
I've seen cars, that shit in movies.
And the cars
and stuff.
Like flip.
They flip from the water pressure.
The water pressure flips that car in a second. Happens every time.
Happens every time. It's so much force.
Do we just have less traffic? Maybe that's it. Maybe they have fire hydrants in places with just fucked traffic because they're like, the fire truck's not getting here. We just need a hydrant going there. They're going to come on foot.
What, do they keep it all in the trucks?
Yeah. They're going to come on foot. They can't make it in a fire truck on time. So they're just going to run on foot and hook up to that hydrant.
Well, that would be pretty hilarious to see them running all the way from the fire station with a hose.
And a ladder.
Wherever they go.
Yeah. But they have to run in a big line because it's a really big ladder.
Okay. I'm looking at some Australian equivalents and it seems like we're a little bit more modest. They're hiding. They put them in back alleys. They don't just have them out in the street. I think a lot of underground piping.
Wow, this is good shit. This is no matter what the podcast we record when Cassie's not around,
because Cassie would not let us talk about fire hydrants.
She wouldn't let us. She's scared of them. Doesn't understand them,
because the water pressure flips a car.
If a car goes into that fire hydrant,
that's what it would do to Cassie.
I'm telling you, the car will flip. I've seen it happen.
Cassie's going to the moon,
straight to the moon, like that,
to a place where she knows nothing about.
You know, like manhole covers?
Yeah. Ninja Turtles go down them.
Yeah. One of them went to space once.
What? From just pure water pressure?
Explosion.
Oh.
Something exploded.
So hard.
So hard that it went to space.
And they found it out there.
I don't think they ever found it.
It's a myth.
It never went. It never stops. It doesn't stop.
Because nothing can stop that locomotion.
How hectic is that? In space.
Right.
Unless you hit something.
You just keep going.
You're just going to keep going. Because there's no wind resistance. You just keep going.
How bad would you feel if you were up there in space doing your astronaut work, you know, fixing whatever.
You're fixing something,
satellites, whatever. And you're just like...
Who gives a shit?
No one cares. You see your mate and you go, check this out. And you push, because you've connected, right? And you got your air supply and all that. You push off, but then you disconnect. How dumb would you feel? And your friend's just left there going, he's never going to stuff.
Literally fucked. He's going to keep... Because you would...
He's probably dead right now.
How do you die? You lose oxygen. It's oxygen.
And you...
It'd be oxygen would be the first thing to go, wouldn't it? Like if you fucked up and you're just floating through the abyss.
Yeah, but you puff up and you go.
No, but that's only when you lose oxygen, isn't it?
Yeah.
You'd last like a couple of hours.
The pressure. I think the pressure kills you, right?
No, your pressure. Space suits are pressurized.
Yeah, but isn't that partly because of the oxygen that's being put in there?
Yeah, but you got oxygen packs. Once they're done.
Oh,
you're done.
Right. So you're disconnected and then you've got your oxygen pack that kicks in.
Hey, I'm just basing this off movies.
Yeah. And then you've got the little number on the screen and it's like, ding, 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 66% left.
Oh, that's a big plane. And I'm...
That's a rocket.
That is a fucking rocket. The thing is...
That's a rocket. That's what it is. What are we doing? I'll tell you what we're doing. We're doing no matter what the podcast we do when Cassie's not around.
You never lose communication though, I don't think, in movies.
Oh, you're right.
You're always still talking and you're like, I can see it now.
Yeah.
I'm so happy. What? This is exactly what I wanted.
Right. Oh, to die in space.
I came up to space for one reason. You guys thought I was an expert in like fucking snails and shit. Not fucking snails, like fucking comma snails and shit.
Suicide by space expedition.
Guess what, motherfuckers? I never even seen a snail. When I got in the spaceship, that thing scared the shit out of me.
I hate snails, man. This is what I always wanted.
I just wanted to yeet out into space and fucking die out there.
Tell everyone I knew I hated them. Tell them whenever they look up at the stars, I'll be looking right back down, flipping them the bird.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yes. Yeah. We'll probably have to apologize for that at some point.
No, it's fine.
You can't talk about suicide.
Well, you know, if it's done in space, it's just a...
Right, that's the new frontier.
It's just a testament to fucking immortality.
Dude, is that a claim? I was the first person to kill myself in space.
Yeah, I think it is.
Do you hear about Jerry? What, Jerry from our hometown? Yeah.
Yeah.
He killed himself in space. He was an astronaut. Whatever. He killed himself in space.
Yeah.
There was an accident? No, you're not listening to me. Yeah. He did it.
He did it.
He unplugged.
You know that thing all of us have wanted to do our entire life? Jerry fucking did it.
He left his mark.
It's a way to go. You know, I'd rather, and this really goes back to our discussion we had last week, which I think no matter what, we're going to use this episode right now and we're going to air some grievances when Cassie's not in the room. But last week we did on Test Pilot, we had the discussion.
Right.
Well, this wouldn't have been last week yet. This would have been a couple of weeks ago on Test Pilot. We had a discussion about what is the final frontier? Is it space or is it the ocean? Now, if you're giving me the option, you've given me two paths to go down. If I take the left-hand route, I'm jumping in a submarine and I'm dying in the submarine under the ocean.
On purpose.
On purpose. Just like those billionaires did.
Yeah.
We're sorry.
Oopsie.
I'm sorry. And the other option.
They did it to themselves.
Yeah, well, listen.
They got in a box going into a place that apparently we know nothing about.
No, it's mental. I mean, the thing about...
Guess what? You know what I'd do if I didn't want to kill myself down there? I just go up, bro.
Yeah.
I just go back to the surface.
Yeah. Remember when everyone around that time...
Sorry.
I love how many times we've talked about these men, these titans of industry that were like, hey, buddy, how much does this cost? Oh, a couple of hundred thousand. Oh, and I'll be bolted right in, right?
And I can bring my son?
Yeah. No way out.
What if I want to get out? I can't down there.
Yeah, so there's absolutely no way out. Okay.
And then you get there and you see just how cramped you are with everyone. And you realize there's no first class in a submarine.
There's no seats. You saw the inside, right? It was just like a tube.
How long were they planning on going down?
I don't know. And honestly, it was controlled by like a Mad Cats controller. You know what? Did you ever experience Mad Cats?
What is Mad Cats?
Oh, Kale.
Is this toy talk again?
This isn't toy talk. This isn't our official segment toy talk. Mad Cats. Well, it's toy talk adjacent. Okay. I'm not going to say that there's nothing. Toy talk might come into it. But so back in the
akin to RC cars.
Back in the day, I think this was really a thing for the Xbox One, the like original Xbox, I guess you'd call it.
Right. Yeah, they sort of fucked us on that one.
Yeah. So what you could do. And this is what I would recommend. If you needed additional controllers for the official Xbox, the original Xbox, you should go buy Xbox brand controllers. Now, my mother did not do this.
No.
No, she got me quite a few Mad Cats controllers. MADCATZ.
You know what? I think I know exactly what you're fucking talking about.
And the good thing about Mad Cats controllers is you'd have this discussion with, because Player One got the best controller, and that's just the way the world works.
Yeah.
But if you had friends...
Generally, if you owned the device...
You got the best controller.
You got the one that came in the box.
But this is the conversation that your friends would be forced to have.
Yeah.
They would go, I don't want to use green one because this button doesn't work on it. However, but they're like,
and
yes...
And this argument stemmed from the N64.
Yeah, but then they're like, yes, but the blue one, this button doesn't work. And you're like, well, in this game, we use that button less, so we'll use blue one for this game.
Yes,
because there was always at least one broken button.
For sure, unless you were using the OG. But you needed more controllers for your friends, Mum.
Yeah.
Mum, I need the controllers for my friends, though. I'm going to look like a loser.
Yeah.
If I don't have these extra controllers.
You need them.
And then you get a Mad Cats.
You get a Mad Cats and it's ruined your day. But you can't you can't be like, God damn it, Mum, because she went and bought it for you.
The losses I've taken and blamed it on a controller.
Listen.
In the early days.
The good thing about Mad Cats is...
More than I can count.
What it would do is midway through a game, you'd get 5 to 6 times, you'd get a pop-up that says, please reconnect the controller.
Yep.
And you'd say, it is connected. because it's connected with a cable.
Right.
And so you're like, it is connected.
But
so
it wasn't like today where you could say, but Siri,
yeah,
it is connected. One of you had to get up off the couch, blowing it.
Plug back in.
Cross your goddamn fingers.
Wowee. Oh boy. We're on the apology tour today.
Yeah.
We've said some downright dastardly, naughty things, and
we're not even apologizing for the things we've said in the past either. Like further back, we don't even remember those.
Don't remember a thing.
But we're sorry.
What's been happening in the world? Nothing too much that impacts our productions.
Well, yeah. I mean, as you said, the strike.
Strike's kind of over for the writers. The actors are striking, but we'll get them.
We'll still find a way to get them, whether it's copious amounts of cash.
Yeah, and the Matthew Perry route, we paid him a lot of money.
Yeah, a long time ago.
Wicked talent. It was worth the money, in my opinion.
It was worth the money, or, you know, but yeah, I don't know. Look, there's not a lot of crazy things that's impacting us at the moment, apart from the hate, but we've found ways to move on from that.
Yeah.
Anything on the Rumple front?
No, it's been pretty quiet on the Rumple front at the moment. I'm still on the search for the perfect specimen. But I don't know if I'll find him.
Yeah, that's fair.
Questing.
I mean, I think, did we close on what we were talking about with those guys that committed suicide in a submarine?
We can definitely go back to it. I definitely don't think we even scratched the surface. So,
well, because there's so much we don't know.
That's right.
About.
We came from the Mad Catz controllers, and we'll go back. So
yeah,
So they were handed a Mad Catz controller, TM branded Mad Catz.
Yeah, yeah.
And the man said, "This is what will control the ship."
And he said, "If you want to go back up, you need to press these two buttons,
at
the same time with then this, and you need to do a circular motion with the left stick. Not the right stick."
Did they go down to see the Titanic as well?
Yeah.
Like, you can just rent that on DVD.
I mean,
I think they did a Blu-ray release. It looks amazing.
Why would they go down there just to project on the Titanic? I mean, that is kind of cool.
Well, they were projecting on it.
Yeah, they projected the movie Titanic onto the Titanic. That's why they went down there.
That's actually the sickest shit I've ever heard. I understand it now. It was a worthy cause. It was worth dying for.
Yeah.
With your son. Bring your son along.
It's only an extra couple of $100,000.
Listen, I got a tube. What kind of tube? Big metal tube, huge tube.
How do you control that tube?
Oh, just small controller.
Small controller, and you've got backups?
Yeah, no, just the one. Now the
one
thing,
should do it.
The thing about tube is, I did say big tube, small tube, pretty small tube.
Big tube if one person, but more than one person.
Small tube. You want to bring son? Son, come. Son can come. And so we put you in tube, we bolt it tight. No air come in.
No more air can come in.
Water tried get in once.
You control like video game. Give to your son.
Gives son love video game.
Son love video game. Son pilot now.
Money. Give me money.
Money.
Lots of money. I need the money for
daddy,
you.
Daddy.
I need the money so you can go in my
real
little
talk.
Tube.
This dad hadn't spent any time with his son.
No.
He's too busy doing dad stuff.
Dad stuff. Hockey. Golf.
Yeah. Yeah. Hockey. Golf. Firing.
You're fired.
You can't fire your son. Which is what he found out after the last argument he had with his wife.
Legally, you can't fire your son.
No, you can't. So son, who now, you know, obviously he's off with a bad crowd.
So this is what happened. Imagine this. He's sitting at his dining table. And I'm thinking this guy's got
it's like a
boardroom length dining table.
But he never entertains.
Doesn't have friends.
So it's just his family. He insists on family dinner at the table.
So he's sitting there and he's had an argument with his wife early in the morning because he doesn't connect with his son. He's always out there playing golf, playing hockey.
And wife, not even her son, is concerned that son is doing drugs.
And he's like, how can I connect to this kid? And he looks over and the kid's wearing like a oversized black t-shirt with the Titanic poster on it, James Cameron's Titanic.
Yeah.
On the
back it says, "What really happened?" with a question mark.
Interesting.
He's a Titanic conspiracy theorist. Right. Yeah.
Wow. Mm. What's his theory?
Well, I think he believes that it wasn't actually an iceberg that took
them
down. Yeah, it was the Soviet.
Soviets?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know when the Titanic happened.
Yeah, but you see, it's a recent conspiracy theory.
It is. When did Titanic happen? Okay, Google. When did Titanic happen?
On the website Britannica.com, they say Titanic in full Royal Mail ship Titanic.
It's too long.
Taking too long. 1912. Shut up! Stop! Thank you. God. It's unacceptable how long she took to tell now me how, when Titanic
came. Now, people think he was actually asking Google, as people do, but there was actually a small woman that came out from the back room who's you've called Google.
Yeah, yeah, it's less confusing that way.
Right. Then I guess she's just really fast at looking things up.
She just knows it.
I didn't know she was here.
She literally knows like everything.
That's crazy.
It's crazy. I don't know if she's telling the truth though. So Google tell me that Titanic happened on the 12th of the 19th.
Mm-hmm.
19th, 12th.
Yeah, if we're talking about years, it's a 12th, 19th.
12th, 19th, well. And follow-up question. Yeah. And I know this is a difficult one. When World War One happened again? 1914?
Yeah.
I'm feeling good about that.
I'm feeling really good about
that. It either started or ended.
And because the Soviets did that, That's what World War One was.
World War One. Imagine knowing stuff. That'd be crazy.
Oh, it'd make for a better podcast.
It would.
Didn't have to fact check and look things up all the time.
No.
We didn't talk about fire hydrants.
Well, where are they?
Yeah.
Why are they hiding them from us?
And why does America hog them all?
Listen, the thing is...
Are they the only ones that care about fire safety?
They're hiding them from me. And I think that's a bit sneaky.
It's a sneaky play, America. We're on to you.
Oh, look at us, the land of the free. Everywhere you walk.
It's a bit milky. That's all I'm going to say. It's a bit of a milky play.
Yeah, where does big milk work out of?
But yeah, so his son has the shirt. It says, what really happened? Well, why don't we go down and find out?
Yeah.
And he looks at his dad and he goes, who the fuck are you?
Who are you even?
He's very dramatic. Yeah. He's actually bringing Emo back.
He's bringing Emo back.
Well, he was.
Yeah. Well, he was.
He was.
Was he down
Sorry.
There? Was there sons down there?
There was a son down there.
On that fateful day, was there a son down there?
Oh, you thought I was kidding about the son thing?
No.
Yeah, no, a guy definitely took his kid on.
That's unfortunate.
Woofty. I don't even know how old he was.
I mean, everyone's a son.
Everyone's a son to someone.
Everyone's a son to someone. And I've always said that.
Yeah. Cassie would agree if she was here, which she's not, which is why we're doing No Matter What.
No matter what. The podcast where we talk about tubes, we talk about hydrants.
Toys.
We talk about toys. Tubes, toys, and hydrants.
And sometimes shows. Yeah. Just kidding. Every time shows. We greenlight something every episode.
Yeah.
Guaranteed. Coming straight to you, to your tube.
That's the best thing that's ever been said.
But to throw back even further to what we were originally saying is that they chose to die in a tube underwater.
Yes. When we're
dying in space.
You die in space. That's what this was all about. This is all about.
And that's what people at home are biting for. They're like, when are they going to get back to suicide talk in space?
Is he going to pick dying in a tube? Or dying in the abyss of space?
I'd like my hands up. I'd like to submit my answer, Mark.
What is your answer?
Kill myself in space, please.
I would like
for 20.
I would like to reach heights that no man has ever reached.
Higher than that.
Higher.
At what point does it stop being higher though? And you're just kind of in space, and that kind of talk doesn't make sense anymore. You know.
Yeah, there's no direction in space either.
That's what I'm saying.
Is there?
I mean, we can direct ourselves.
Yeah,
we can be like that way, Earth. But does north, south, east, west apply in space?
Here's a question.
I don't know anything, Mark.
Yeah.
I don't know anything.
Right now, I'm thinking, does a compass work in space?
I don't think so, because it's magnetic fields, right?
Yeah. How?
Is there magnetic fields in space?
Yo, who's this motherfucker that figured that out as well? Some dude just walking around and being like, oh, I figured it out, by the way. I figured out that I can use magnets to figure out what direction I'm facing.
No, guys, check this out. Seriously, I'm just going to walk that way, and I promise you, using just this, I will be back in this spot.
Guys, what?
What are you going to call it? South?
There's been too many fantastic people already.
There's not enough room. There's no room. For fantastic people anymore. That's how you get this.
It's all been done. Everyone's doing podcasts now. No one's figuring out compasses anymore.
Everyone's doing Amazon markets.
Back in my day.
They buy something from someone who made it and then they sell it themselves marked down.
Yeah.
And they're millionaires.
What, they're marking it down?
Yeah, they sell it for cheaper, but they sell it in bulk.
Oh my God.
And then people are just raking it. No, the people that sell it for more, idiots.
Yeah.
It's all just about forcing it out as fast as possible.
I don't get how that bank system loans. Works.
Bank loans.
Bank loans.
And then you buy a house.
Yes.
With the bank loan. You put your percentage in.
Yeah.
And then you don't live in that house.
No.
You renovate it.
Yes.
And then you sell it.
Please.
And then you get another bank loan using another the money one. That you sold. And then you keep doing that.
Yes.
And you never spend your own money. You spend the bank's money.
I like it.
And now we're rich.
We're rich. But have we created a compass?
And that's we haven't done all, anything,
that's
Mark.
That's what this all's been for.
I often say this podcast is a compass for morality.
Yeah.
And we're sorry.
Magnetic fields. No, so if I was to take a compass-
Insane Clown Posse said it best.
How do
they work?
Drink your Faygo. I saw Faygo in the store yesterday.
I've drank it before.
Any good?
Pure sugar.
Pure sugar.
Pure sugar. Like, I had it and I was like, I like it. And then I had another sip and I went,
This is a bit much for
but
me.
But I finished it.
You finished it.
I finish what I start.
You're a finisher. They put you in at the end. They
I'm
go,
a closer.
We need a closer.
Yeah.
ABC always be closing Glengarry Glen Ross. And we're back.
And we're back. Suicide talk. What are we doing?
It wasn't suicide. Okay?
It wasn't suicide, no.
Okay, I'm willing to.
Matthew Perry wasn't.
Matthew Perry. Okay, let's just do a quick list of not suicides.
Okay.
Matthew Perry, not suicide.
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson, definitely. Ooh, Michael Jackson murdered.
Heath Ledger.
Murdered.
Yep. I'm just saying the Olsons seem to be popping up at a few of these deaths.
Yeah.
Who was it, who found Michael Jackson? Kate Olsen.
Did she?
Yes.
She was there?
Who found?
Heath Ledger?
A different Olsen. Maybe it was Kate.
Mary Kate.
Ashley Olsen. Who found Matthew Perry?
Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen.
Together.
Elizabeth Olsen.
Elizabeth Olsen wasn't there.
Wasn't there. She's
she doesn't fuck with those others.
She's in the Marvel movies.
She's so much more talented she's in the Marvel. Than the
imagine,
other ones.
Imagine
she's
her,
not getting involved with
imagine
these.
Imagine her whole life. Elizabeth Olsen is like-
Is she a cousin?
I think she's a sister.
Okay. I don't know anything,
so
Mark.
Elizabeth Olsen is born.
I don't even know pop culture.
Elizabeth Olsen is born, and she's born into-
Is she the youngest?
Younger sister of superstars. Like, Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen, most famous people in the world.
And they're twins as well. Is
twins.
That weird? Like, because it's like, you have a famous sister, you better
hell yeah,
believe
they are, brother.
It.
Go on. Show me a normal twin. They don't exist. They're weird.
They have to be a bit odd.
Of course they do. They're not unique.
Wow. They have another person that is exactly them in physical appearance. I mean, look, I know there are twins that aren't identical twins, but they don't count.
Yeah.
They're brother and sister. They're sister, sister, brother, brother.
Yeah. Barely worth mentioning.
They're X and Y, 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 X, X.
Who gives a shit? They're not even, if you don't look identical, you're not a twin.
Yeah.
You're just born at the same time.
My dad is a twin.
Is he really?
Not identical.
No, that's fine.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Don't tell me that this is your twin sister.
No.
Just because you were born a few seconds apart.
And they always like twins always, identical twins especially. They're always saying that they have special bonds and stuff. They're like, no, I can like hear their thoughts and shit. And you're like, grow up.
And to go even a step further, a true twin, they have to be born exactly
conjoined.
The same.
I like the conjoined ones.
They need to be separated by a sore at birth.
Yeah, I like the ones.
What's going on with conjoined twins, Mark? Do they share organs sometimes?
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty up to date in the conjoined twins news that's been going on recently. So there's been a couple new
ones. You've had a show idea recently about conjoined twins, I've heard. You've been sitting on, you've been keeping from me.
Yeah, well, it's called Twins in Space.
Yeah.
And, so basically, I mean, I don't want to ruin anything, but it's one of them wants to one of them wants to go up to space and reach their
abyss. The tagline is one foot in the sky, one foot in the water.
Yeah. Yo, have you heard about this? Have you heard about this guy, right?
Okay.
And I think he was around Titanic times. He's this guy.
It's all coming together, Mark. This is the show.
And he done a murder.
Here's a question.
Yeah.
You kill one conjoined twin, is that a double homicide?
Well, it depends if they both die.
That's the, okay.
If one dies, it's a single homicide. If they both die, it's a double homicide.
Okay. That's what I was asking.
But there's this guy, all right, and he done a murder, mm-hmm. and he had a little head on the back of his head, and he said it talked to him, and he said it was a demon.
Didn't they make a movie about something like that?
They should.
There's like this woman who... There's like all these attacks that keep happening from a hooded figure.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just her running around backwards.
Yeah.
Because she was born with an evil twin inside of her
head.
That
happened.
And that happened.
There was a guy.
Who had a little head.
He had a little twin boy in the back of his head.
And he had consumed most of the twin.
And the twin boy could talk into his brain, I think.
That's what they were saying.
And he was going like, and I think he had a little voice as well. He was like, you gotta kill him all.
You gotta kill Jesus.
Is that true?
Stop wearing hats.
I know we like to search.
I don't know half the thing. Look, okay. Let me clarify something. Mark, I know nothing.
Well,
and when you tell me things, I'm assuming that you know nothing. And I also think you're a pathological liar. So I don't know if anything you tell me is true.
I'll Google it. Was there a man? Yeah. And he had a twin in the back of his head, and the twin would like tell him to kill and stuff.
Well, it wasn't talking about this.
Let's have a look. Here are the top search results. Okay, here we go. No, that's not what I...
What did you get, Mark?
In 1973, a boy was born with two heads. The second head was upside down with the neck pointed straight up. Shockingly, the second head was fully functional. The boy claimed he could hear the other brain telling him things. Now, if that's not interesting, I don't know what is.
What do you want from us? Cassie's not here.
Yeah, come on. I'm just... Here it
is. She is the mothership of this whole operation.
Okay, we're back, baby.
Okay, we're back. Here we go.
Boingboing.net.
Boingboing.net. Credible source. Boingboing.net
would never lie to me.
No.
Okay, so Edward Mordrake. That's what his name. He was a 19th century English man who, according to an urban legend...
Okay.
Red flag... had an evil little face on the back of his head.
Wow, I can't believe this is something that you didn't pull out of the sky.
Although the face could not see, eat, or talk...
Because he was wearing hats.
It had an agenda of its own and could whisper only to Moondrake. I added Moondrake, it's Mordrake.
Moondrake.
I'm Moondrake.
My name is Alfred Moondrake.
Yo, it could whisper only to him, laugh, and cry... And drool. It had drool functionality.
It had drool power?
It had drool function.
Dude, that was a top dollar toy back in the day to get something that could actually piss and shit. Why did they always advertise to little girls a baby that could piss and shit?
Because girls like that stuff, dude. That's like
they
what
they
like.
They say they don't fart.
No.
But they love piss and shit.
Yeah, they love... It's like, honestly...
Buy me the baby that you put the goo in the mouth and it piss and shit.
And it
everywhere.
Doesn't stop. Like, if you're listening to this and you're thinking, like, Christmas is coming up, what should I get my partner? Get her a pissing, shitting baby. That's all she wants.
Yep.
Okay, so Mordrake claimed that the face whispered bad things to him at night. He also complained that his face would sneer when he was happy and smile when he was crying.
How could he see it?
I don't know.
It's on the back of his head.
We
have an elaborate mirror system.
He pleaded with doctors to remove the demon face, in quotation marks.
Yeah.
But they refused to attempt the operation. He was so tortured by the face. It ends the way you think. He didn't do it in space, but it ends the way you think. Mordrake.
Mordrake, R.I.P.
First things first. I just don't know if it's true, though. You know, that's the issue. That's the issue. Because usually when I go to boingboing.net, I really expect this to be like hard-hitting journalism.
Well, they usually refer to their facts, you know?
Yeah. There is no citations in this at all. Like, there's no sources at all about Edward Mordrake.
You got to credit your sources.
Would you like to see a picture of Edward Mordrake?
Is it a drawing?
It's a colored picture.
Well, okay, that's already...
No. I think someone's like colored it from a black and white. There's plenty of pictures, dude. And it is... At home, I'd like you to type in Edward Mordrake. That's Mordrake. What do you reckon? You like
Enhance.
That? Enhance.
That is, first of all, horrifying. Second of all, looks like it's fake.
It looks pretty fake. I'll admit. What about this one?
Looks like he was at a circus and, you know, he was a...
You like that little man? What it looks like...
What I don't understand is the little face isn't so little. It's about the same size as his face. It's
pretty big.
It's just it's just taking up the entirety of the back of his head.
You know what it looks like? It looks like this guy has like got a mask and he's used makeup to put it on the back of his head.
That's exactly what it looks like. Yeah. And I like that he's
put a little bit of hair on it.
He's even styled a fringe. He's given it a fringe. Which means every morning, the little voice goes,
chops?
Well, so that I'll have my mutton chops.
Check out those mutton chops. So he has to shave mutton chops into this little head.
Anyway, I think that we should actually...
Look at this one. Look at that one.
Enhance.
That's when he was going through his Beatlemania face.
See, that's a completely different face.
Yeah, no, the whole thing's true.
The whole thing's true, and that's why today we're doing a bit of a docu-series. But it's fiction. Like, it's obviously going to be played by actors, but it's all set on truth. More Drake in space. The tale of two twins conjoined for life.
Hear me out. We're talking about, we've been created in a cinematic universe, okay? And we've been
That's so clear and obvious to everyone.
We've been doing a really good job. But the thing about cinematic universes is I think we have to follow the footsteps of the people that have come before us and give it up to Marvel. They knew what they were doing. So what they've done is they started on Earth.
Yeah.
And they created their cinematic universe on Earth. And then they went to the stars. And I'm thinking...
Guardians of the Galaxy. Who saw that coming?
Yeah.
Smash it.
Now, I think we can do a very similar thing with our own Guardians. I'm thinking you're Edric Mordrakes. You're Edward Mordrakes. I'm thinking we have...
Is this who Tibby's been searching for? He's
putting together a team.
So, obviously, we've got Tiger Blood in there.
Tiger Blood's in there.
Yeah. He's sort of like the Quill of it all. Yeah. He's the Chris Pratt. He's the funny...
Is it time? Because we've been talking about Tibby's involvement in all of this. Is there time? Is this an episode today? Do we finally unveil kind of a spin-off Tibby show about the Space Force he's created?
Because he has his own show.
He's got his own show, and that's about fighting the Bugmen. But the thing is,
we don't know. With the Bugmen? Is he against the Bugmen?
Who could know? It's impossible.
You don't want to know, and we don't know.
Yeah, yeah. And I think time travel is cool. And I think what we... Okay, here's what...
So are we doing, like, no matter what presents the conjoined verse?
Listen, I don't know if we want the... Yes.
Because maybe that's the problem. It's two universes confusing. Starting to join together.
Yeah.
And that's a problem.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, the universe is...
They're conjoining.
That's why conjoining.
The conjoined verse. That's the name of the movie because that's the problem that they're dealing with.
Yeah, it is a TV show.
Because to separate them at this point could lead to the death of both.
Both universe. Okay, love it.
It's perfect. Ding, ding, ding.
It's perfect. We open on a scene we've seen before. Okay?
Obviously, we're at a penthouse.
It is Beverly Hills. Yep. Tibby's knocking on a door. Knock, knock, knock. The door opens. It's Charlie Sheen.
AIDS.
Played by Corey Feldman.
Corey Feldman, yep.
He goes...
You know Corey Feldman, voice of Donatello.
Yeah.
He was in a Friday the 13th movie. He was a Lost Boy.
Lost Boy. He fought the Lost Boys, actually.
He fought them?
He fought them. He wasn't a Lost Boy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He was one of the... He was... The Coreys!
Right. He was a Goonie.
And so, yeah, he opens the door. He's playing Charlie Sheen in order to squash the beef.
Beef has been squashed by this point.
Oh, of course. He opens the door and he says, "Hey, who are you?" And we've seen this scene before. And then Tibby goes, "My name's Tibby." And he goes, "Well, come in then." He comes in.
And Tibby looks at the camera and goes, "Looks like I'm right on time."
He sits down on the couch. They watch everyone's favorite show, We Got Him.
Mm-hmm.
It's a special episode of We Got Him because they actually watch the events. They see Barack Obama walk down and say, "Ladies and gentlemen, we got him."
Yep.
We've seen all this before. So you put on this show and you're like, hold on a second.
Is this a rerun? Is this a greatest hits?
What's happening? So they're sitting down. We hear a knock at the door. And they go, the audience are thinking, hold on, I've seen this scene before. There wasn't a knock at the door last time. Corey stands up, playing Charlie Sheen, and he goes, "Huh, one of your friends?" And Tibby goes, "I'm not expecting anyone." He goes to the door. He opens. It's Tibby.
Tibby again.
Tibby 2.
Now, there's a lot of things that could happen here. As an audience, you're sitting there going, two Tibbies?
Tibbies?
Tibby squared?
What is going
on? What is happening? Is a good Tibby, bad Tibby, bug Tibby?
And then he says, "What are you doing here?" And he goes, I don't know. And he goes, "Well, better come in. I have a feeling this is going to be important."
Now, this happens 3 to 5 more times.
Tibbies keep coming. And that's when all the Tibbies get in. It stops at 5. There's 5 Tibbies in a room together, and they're all looking around, and they're going, yeah, something doesn't look right.
Someone was late. Someone was early. And guys, what's going on?
We're
too late to be on time.
I think what they do is they all pull out their... They have like smartwatches and stuff
like that. Yeah, it's probably like we'll just get, I don't know, whoever bids the highest.
Yeah, and they go beep, boop, 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 on their watches, and all of them are in a circle, all played by Ezra Miller, cult leader, I believe.
And we're going to take from The Flash, whereas when they're in
different,
that...
A little bit different,
but also terrible CG.
God, we're going to put bad CG.
We're going to make them look like they've been carved from clay.
Yeah.
But they also look like they're wet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're going to go beep, boop, 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 on their little their things. And like,
and it's like the sound that Mark just made, just amplify it by 5. Like times it by 5. It's just...
And then like a big, like maybe like a hologram display will come up, and they'll all look at it, and they'll go like, hold on a second, I'm from this timeline. And then another one will be like, I'm from Delta Z. I'm from timeline Cree, whatever. It doesn't matter. Yeah, yeah. We'll just put science words in and the audience won't question it. And
I don't think they will.
Then they'll look at each other and they'll be like, it will dawn on them and they'll go, oh no.
There's been a conjoinment.
Yeah. And then that's when we go like,
like NMW, a jet ski jumps over the logo.
Yeah, yeah. And it goes...
A dolphin on a jet ski jumps over the logo.
NMW presents the conjoined verse.
This is what you've been waiting for.
And then they'll be cut back to all the Tibbies, and they'll be like, we've got to fix this. And then they go, one of them goes, this hasn't happened before. How do we fix this? And then maybe we'll have one of the Tibbies. He'll have like glasses, and he's like the smart one. And
should we up it to 7 Tibbies? 7. So then we can do 7 dwarves kind of thing.
There's 5 here, but I just heard the door knock.
Ding dong.
2 Tibbies come through the door and they go, are we
one
on
yawns.
Time? Yeah. He's sleepy.
That's sleepy. He's funny. The other one's going, you slept all the way here. He sounds different to the other Tibbies. It's played by Danny DeVito. You slept all the way here.
Yeah.
Wow, you're still tired.
Yeah.
Oh, pause for There's a laugh break there.
Now, put your fucking shoes on, guys, because we're going for a little journey here.
I left mine at home.
The Tibbies are all going to stand in a circle and they're going to go, I don't get it. Like, how do we fix this? What do we do? And then one of the Tibbies will go, I think I know someone who can help. And then they all jump in. I think we need a scene here.
Stretch limo.
Well, here's the thing. We know that Tibby drives a DeLorean because we stole it from Back to the Future. Yeah,
because that's a great time travel movie.
So I think...
I still don't get it though.
I think they'll all walk outside of Tiger Blood's house. And I think at this point, Tiger Blood just goes, you guys look like you're busy.
Yeah.
And then...
Moon walks out of there.
They go out to the DeLorean and they all look at it and they go, I don't think we're going to fit in this. And that's when we're going to put like a cool montage of all the Tibbies working together to turn the DeLorean. Because
they've all brought their own DeLorean.
Yeah.
So they just start putting them together.
And we'll have like rock music. I'm thinking like, you know, your Highway to Hell.
It's like Highway to Hell, but mixed with a little bit of trap beat in there. So it's like, Highway to Hell. Doom, doom, doom.
It's like
a super hip hop,
like a cool hip hop Highway to Hell. Everyone's gonna really like
There's
that.
There's some funk in there.
There's some like funk.
Bim, 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 bim. Just all the like, basically, like we'll do like a TikTok mash.
Now the thing is, the audience at home are going, well, this doesn't sound like any music I've heard before. I feel uncomfortable by this. And then they're gonna look in the bottom left hand corner and they're gonna see the title of the show and go, they've conjoined songs. See, they're clever.
And because we will have the title in the bottom left of the screen at all times.
Yeah, yeah. And we'll have like a little QR code if you want to buy the song on iTunes. Just hit the QR code. It will automatically buy the song for you and you can listen to it whenever. Mm-hmm. So Highway to Hell will play. Eventually, one of the Tibbies, like he'll covered in like grease and stuff on their heads and their faces, and they'll look at it and they'll go, I think we're ready.
Yeah.
They'll get in it. They'll open up.
And it's like, I mean, it was 7 cars, but this thing is like 10 times bigger than what it was.
Yeah,
it's like a space car now.
It's like a space car.
It's definitely like a space car. Like if you close your eyes and think of like a spaceship, but it's a car, you're there.
You're there. So, womp, 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 whoosh. They fly down. They fly
and
down.
The sounds.
Yeah.
You did a really great job with the sounds on this one.
Thank you.
People don't know that you do a lot of the sounds, of the folly.
They fly down because it can fly as well. They fly down and they land on like a post-apocalyptic city, okay?
Yeah.
And then they get out of it. And we'll have, I think at this point, like we'll really define the roles of the Tibbies. Like one of the Tibbies they'll all be dressed a little bit differently. I'm thinking,
all name tags.
You know, in like Super Mario, like Super Smash Brothers, when you fight as the same fighter, and like one of them will have a different colored shirt, that kind of thing.
Yeah. If we even just use Mario as the simple example, red and blue, but then he'll be blue overalls, red shirt. Then you'll have red overalls, blue shirt.
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying.
And then you can have purple shirt, green overalls, green shirt, purple overalls.
I think that's what we're going to definitely Mario up these Tibbies.
They're going to be in overalls.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Maybe during. Oh, that's so good because what will happen? All the Tibbies will be dressed the same. Mm-hmm. And then when they get to the bit where they're renovating the car,
they put on overalls.
Yeah. They're going to go, I don't want to get my spacesuit dirty. And then Charlie Sheen will come on the screen and he'll go, I think I can help you out.
Got you guys this from Amazon, same day delivery.
Exactly.
AIDS.
And then he'll pull out like a clothing rack full of different colored onesies, like overalls. Like, are we doing Mario overalls? Or are we doing like painter's overalls?
Indistinguishable to me.
Let's just do painter's.
What's the diff?
Well, like Mario's kind of got
like a jean.
He's got like a jean bib and brace type thing.
Okay.
Whereas I'm talking like an overall.
Oh,
like
I get what you're saying.
Everything.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Like a mechanic would wear.
I kind of like the Mario vibe.
We'll go Mario vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the Mario movie came out. It was pretty successful lately.
I think it did very well.
Yeah.
And I think I'd like this to do very well
I
as well.
I would like this to do just as well, thank you, if not better.
The
blows me away.
Spaceship.
Because it can fly and also drive on the ground.
Yeah. It lands on the ground and two of the Tibbies get out of the car. And one of them looks to him and goes, why'd you take us here? And he's like, don't worry, I know a guy. And so they're walking around this like, post-apocalyptic streets, everything's been like torn down, and like it's the city. You can see everything's been torn down, but if you look to the right, you kind of can also see like what looks a little bit like water, like a swampy water, almost like we're in Orlando.
Yeah.
He gets to a building and he'll go on the door, and then you'll hear from inside.
And you're gonna freak out about this.
Yeah, you'll hear from inside. Hello? And then he'll be like,
he'll just keep knocking.
He goes, then you hear, that's not the secret knock. Mm. And he'll go, ugh.
Classic.
Door opens. It's Tang Boy.
It's Tang Boy.
It's smartest man on earth.
Yeah.
He does things an orangutan can't normally do.
Because inside of that Tang body,
he has the brain
of a boy.
And if you put a boy in a Tang body,
when you put a boy brain in an orangutan's body, as you've seen, as you've watched
in Tang Boy,
genius.
And
he's
so
he's coding. And he looks at it and he's got a pencil in his mouth because he bites it as he types really hard.
And then Tibby goes to talk. He goes, something's happened. And then he goes, hold on.
I'm sure you're wondering how I escaped the zoo. then, I mean, because that's, we're going past events of the show.
This is time travel. So in my mind, this takes place like 10 years after the zoo events.
That's right. Yeah. Which we will be fleshing out entirely through seasons. In Tang Boy. Don't worry.
In Tang Boy, if you want to find out how we got to the post-apocalyptic world, watch Tang Boy.
Watch Tang Boy because he will do a quick recap in this show what you haven't seen.
Yeah.
But it's not going to ruin when you see it played out in long form. Watch it.
So he goes up to him and he goes, something's happened. He goes, hold on. And he's typing out on the thing. And then he turns around. Tang Boy looks him in the eyes and he says, this is about the conjoinment, isn't it? Tang Boy's that smart.
Tang Boy is already on top of it.
Yeah. And he's like,
because he's escaped. Look, he's escaped the zoo.
Highway to Hell
place. There's been a lot of, he's been fighting with the Boy Tang.
Boy Tang, Tiger King was involved at one point.
Yeah. There's a lot of history there. Yeah. And you're going to love to see it. But for right now, you just got to come with us on this journey.
He's smart. He's got the brain of a boy in a Tang body.
He's like the Reed Richards of this world.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's just like that.
He's Elon Musk.
So they get in. He goes, it's a conjoinment, isn't it? And he's like, how did you know? He's like, you're not the only one working on this. And then he's got space age computers and stuff, like hologram computers, and it's a big screen.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, and then this is where we can just make shit up. Like
this is where things get crazy because he has screens everywhere.
Everywhere.
On each of those screens is something that's possibly happening in another timeline.
Yeah.
But he says, take a look at this, and he opens up a file, and in that file is video of where the conjoining is happening.
Yes.
And you're seeing, you know, tears in fabric. Yes. You're seeing houses turning into the cubicles, similar to, I'm forgetting. We have so many smash hits.
You're talking Bill and the Baby?
I'm talking Bill and the Baby.
Yes.
That we got the Q buildings happening.
Yes.
And we got cows fighting.
Yes.
Because a lot of people don't remember that's what Bill and the Baby was actually about. Something the Great like Cow that. Wars.
Yes.
Yeah. We've got Spooky Town. There's monsters coming into this world.
Of course.
And you're thinking, isn't it just two universes conjoining? No,
so
dickhead.
Many. So many.
No, you idiot. So you don't many. Think triplets can conjoin?
Yes.
You don't think quadruplets?
Exactly.
You ever heard of a rat king?
Ever heard of a rat king?
Have you heard of a rat king?
It's terrifying.
It's the worst.
Too many rats.
Too many
make
rats.
One rat.
So too many universes, guess what? Makes one universe.
So he's showing the how all this is affecting all the different universes, and we're having fun here because we're seeing stuff with it. We've seen a lot in all our other shows. We make a cameo. We're cameoing where we can.
It's us on jet skis, and it's a pizza show, and we're going to a secret Pizza Hut.
After that, he's looking at it all, and he's like, "Oh my god, it's having effects everywhere," and that's when Tang Boy goes, "I found out how to fix it," and he's like, what do we have to do? And he's like, have you heard of have you heard of the something galaxy? And then he'll be like, what? He'd be like,
the something galaxy.
He'd be like, it's in space. And he'll be like, no, I've kind of, wait, was, oh
then
no.
One of the Tibby's like,
can I ask a question?
What?
Was Tibby from space? I don't remember.
I don't actually remember where Tibby was from at all.
Fuck it.
Where did Tibby, no, we need to figure this out.
I think Tibby's from the future.
I don't think
he's from space. I think he's from the future. Okay, so he'll be like, no, I don't know anything about space. And then we'll put a thing down the bottom that goes, did you know that Tibby's from the future and not from space?
Yeah.
Just in case they forget.
Yeah, and they're going to say, but Tango's, I've got a plan.
Yeah.
But we're going to need a team.
And then
we have seven time travelers.
Yes.
We have a reformed drug addict who's then fallen off the wagon.
Yes.
Who can dance, knows karate.
Yes. Yes, yes.
And has the ability to swap consciousness with people.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh.
But we're going to need a hunter.
Oh, my Lord. Okay, so just to summarize, this is what our boy Tang Boy is saying. He says, we're going to have to put together a team. And then Tibby will be like, well, he'll look around and he'll be like,
he's got a cigar in his mouth at this point.
Oh, yeah.
Which was like a big deal. They said, we can't have the orangutan smoke, but
we did it.
It just looks so good.
We did it.
It looks so good.
And Tibby looks around and he's like, yeah, we got enough. We got seven Tibbies right now.
I'm sure one of us is a hunter.
Yeah. And then he'll go,
Show of hands for any Tibby hunters in the room.
Yeah. And then, yeah, we need one Tibby in the crew, but we definitely don't need seven Tibbies going to space.
No, no, no. Well, the fun thing about the first two episodes is that there's going to be a lot of Tibby death.
Yeah. Oh, Tibbies are dying left, right, and center.
Yeah.
I think we'll kill one of them in this room.
Yeah.
I think what will happen is he'll go.
He's like, oh, this is a cool toaster.
Yeah.
Don't touch that.
Yeah.
And then he explodes into goo.
He explodes. And then you'll hear a knock at the door, and then another Tibby will come in because we've got endless Tibbies. We'll just swap them out.
Well, that's the thing about the Tibbies.
We'll just put them in, and whenever we need a Tibby.
They time travel too much.
Too much. There's too many of them. So Tang Boy will be like, listen, Tibby, can I call you that? And he'll go.
They all go yes.
Yeah, they say it at the same time. It's really funny.
One is a little bit slower, yeah. And that's the slower Tibby. Yeah.
And then he'll say, look, I love the stuff you do, Tibby, but seven of you, you won't be able to work the mechanisms I need. And he's like, I need you to travel all the way to the something galaxy. That's a long way. I think you might get sick of each other. And he's like, I need you to put together a crack team. And then this is when we're doing like Ocean's 11 shit. Like, yeah, we're split screens. He's like, we're going to need a face. We're going to need someone who can, the gift of the gab. And then that's when we cut to Charlie Sheen.
Yep.
And he'll be like, you know, he's the captain of the ship, you know, that
it's like a cheeky little quick flash of him. Like he's at a party and he's drinking from his champagne flute. And then he throws the flute at a server and then he slaps someone on the ass. Then he turns and looks at the camera and goes, a little ding.
And then it's like, and then Tibby will go, I think I know the guy. And he's like, good, but we're going to,
he's in the room.
Yeah. It might get dangerous there. We might also need a hunter. And that's when we, Ocean's 11,
who comes out of the trees, comes out of the foliage, bam.
Van Pelt. And then he looks at the camera, Van Pelt played by Daniel Day-Lewis, and he goes, just like a little wink, and there's like, ding, on his tooth.
I came to drink milkshakes and chew bubblegum.
Yeah.
He's all out of milkshakes.
I already drank my milkshake. I drank it up.
So we've got two members of the team. And then, shit, this is, we said seven?
Yep. No, well, there's seven Tibbies. Yeah, no, I don't know if there's...
I'm pretty sure we said seven members.
Well, we've definitely done more than seven shows.
So he's got two. And then he goes,
We need a clown.
He's like, something about ships is morale can get low. We're gonna need someone there to cheer us all up. And then that's when Tibby will go, a clown.
because what you, as an audience, are now piecing together is like, oh, Tibby has appeared in every single one of these.
He knows people.
And he knew that he'd arrived too soon to be late and too and too late to be early.
So he says, a clown. Cut to Clown Town. We see Finn Wolfhound. Finn Wolfhard.
Wolfhard. And he's sitting on top of a mountain of dead clowns.
Yeah.
And you're thinking, what the fuck has happened?
And he's smoking a cigarette and
half
putting
of his
on
face
makeup.
Is black and white paint. Yes. The other side is full color.
Yeah. And he looks
and
down
it's
the
a smiley frown.
Yeah. Because he's gone fucking crazy.
Something has
happened in Clown Town. He's smoking a cigarette and he puts it out in the eye of another clown. Yeah. And he looks at the camera and goes, time to make him laugh.
Yeah.
Like that. So life
is a comedy.
That's the third member. So then the orangutan will go, now there's going to be some tight spaces we have to fit into. We need someone who's not too big. Cut to Donald Glover in the body of a toy.
Wow. See, and people thought that we'd probably get Kevin M.
No.
Or we'd get one of his kids.
If you get Donald Glover, you use Donald Glover.
Every time.
So we've got Donald Glover in the body of a toy, and he's with like an entire toy army at this point.
Yeah.
And he's at the front, and he's basically like a commander of a toy army. He's talking about
they're in ragtag clothes. They look like they're a rebellion.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you can hear over some speakers. Sort of. I mean, it's a bit of it's kind of World War II-esque. Yeah, there's like Hitler kind of ramble going over loudspeakers, and it's Godfrey.
It's Godfrey. Yeah, and he's doing that. And then this Donald Glover in the body of a toy is basically like, tonight, we don't fight for ourselves. We fight for all of toy kind. That kind of thing.
And when you find their bodies, you take their eyes out and you piss and you shit in the socket.
Perfect. Works perfectly. Yeah. So that's our first four members of the crew.
Yeah.
Okay.
And boy, did they come easy.
They came so easy. What other shows have we done? Okay, so...
They think to themselves, well, we need someone who knows how to run shit around here.
Yeah.
Because we're going to have a bit of a community on this ship.
For sure.
So we need someone who could run maybe a town, someone who's faced adversity, maybe kind of like a scary town, some sort of horrific town.
And then one of the TVs will go, and you know what's always the funniest thing? Putting a small guy with a big guy.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the mayor from the scary town.
Frasier's back.
Brendan Fraser,
that is. Not the show Fraser, which is also back.
Brendan Fraser.
They took our idea, actually. We were going to do that, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brendan Fraser, as whale size, he's back. He's the mayor of Scary Town. He's the fifth member of the crew.
Yeah.
All male crew so far, I believe.
Yeah.
So...
Well, Tibby's...
Tibby's...
Gender fluid.
So that works. Tibby is one of the members. So we've already got six members. Six members of the crew. Now, this is the last bit where he's like, Tibby's like...
We need someone to fall in love with.
They're like, we have six members of this crew. It's a really... He looks around. He's like, this is a good bunch of guys.
This is a great crew.
And he's like, now...
Guys night.
Yeah. He's like, I've actually got a seventh member that I'd like to pitch to you. And then this is when Tang Boy goes, oh, who could this be? And then we cut, hard cut to the docks.
Mm.
We're at the docks, okay? You look up, there's a big ship.
Yep.
There's a ship there. People are waving their handkerchiefs on ship. We pan across, you can see SS Titanic.
Wow.
And then bottom of the screen.
Just a little reminder.
New York City. Titanic going to New York or from
going
New York?
I think it was going to New York.
So England.
Sure.
19.
France.
12. Wherever the fuck the Titanic left from.
Yeah.
It says wherever the fuck the Titanic left from. 1912.
Yeah.
And then it's like, everyone's like, oh, the ship that will never sink. The ship that will never sink.
Tibby, nothing possibly wrong could happen here.
Tibby's walking past. He's wearing like a old coat. He's got one of those hats on.
Yeah.
Tibby's
quite short.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like two Tibbies.
He's walking past and he gets to someone that's watching the ship take off. He's watching the ship take off. It's a man with a hood on. He goes up and he goes, Edward.
Oh.
And Edward turns and he goes, Tibby, it's been a while.
Oh.
And he's like, let's go get a drink. And they walk. And they walk through the streets of London. They go to an old pub. And they sit in the back booth, dimly lit.
Yeah.
Edward goes to the bar, just two fingers up to the bartender. He knows he brings over two big beers. Ooh. Big beers. Tibby and Edward clink beers. They have a sip. Then the bartender comes over with another small beer.
Oh.
Edward grabs the small drink. He's got a big beer in his left hand, small drink in his right hand. He raises the big beer to his lips with the small beer, puts it at the back of his head.
Oh, no.
Leans forward, and you hear from the back of his head, you hear... and you see the drool. You see the drool. And then Edward takes off his thing and he says it's like a
Voldemort situation.
Yeah. He says to Tibby, he's like, so do you want to talk to me today or do you want to talk to him? And then Tibby's like, I guess both. Takes off his hood.
We're gonna need both.
He turns his head round and the little man on the back goes, it's been a while, Tibby.
Flux my hair.
And then
he fixes the
fringe. He's like, are my modern chops looking good? And Tibby goes, they look great. They look really great. And he's like, I've got a mission. And then Edward goes, we said we wouldn't do any more missions with you, Tibby. You remember what happened last time.
Well, this time, the universes have conjoined.
And then Edward goes, oh, I feared this would happen. Now we'll have a bottom of the screen. It'll be like coming to No Matter What Universe soon.
Brought to you by boingboing.net.
Yeah, more Drake by boingboing.net.
Yeah, brought to you. Sponsored by
boingboing.net. And then he'll look at him and be like, how bad is it? And he'll be like, a full conjoinment.
It's a full coin junction.
Yeah. And Mordrake will go, so I guess we're going to the somewhere galaxy then.
Yeah.
And Tibby will go, if you're ready to party.
Yeah.
And it will go, and Highway to Hell will play.
Highway to Hell will play. But as, it's like, as the future mobile car spaceship like flies down and he looks up at it and he has to, and it actually blows the roof off the pub.
Before that, the Highway to Hell though, I want to say, it's like, it's a live band in this old Irish pub and they're playing like, there's a fiddle. It's like, and it's like a fiddle Highway to Hell.
Yeah.
And then the spaceship blows the roof off and the band die instantly.
Yeah. They Which is then replaced immediately by the Hard Rock.
Hard Rock. Highway to Hell. Because the door of the spaceship opens and that's playing outside of it. It's very much like Guardians of the Galaxy. They love Highway to Hell there.
And then as a B plot that's going on, this is a post credit for the first episode.
Oh, hell yeah.
So as a B plot.
Honestly, I think we're getting to the end of the first episode. We can't put too much in. We've assembled a team.
I think that's a great... We've assembled the team. They went and found Tang Boy because Tang Boy, who's not part of the team, he's sort of like the guy in the chair.
Yeah.
They've found Tang Boy. They had, I mean, the scene with Charlie Sheen and all the Tibbies coming in, like that took a while.
Yeah.
It took a while.
Oh, can I just chuck in one?
Of course.
Actually, can I just add in one little scene that I want to do before we go to meet
Edward
Mordrake. I'd like
the Mordrake brothers.
The Mordrake brothers. Yes, the Mordrake brothers, Edward and Tony. So before he'll be like, I think I've got a seventh member, and then that's when Tang Boy will go, well, you know, I can't work this thing all by myself. And he's like, what do you mean? He's like, well, you need a man on the floor. You need someone here to direct you the way to go. You know, compasses don't work in space, right? And then that's when he'll be like, oh, I hadn't even thought about that. I know so little about space, yet I know everything about the future.
And the ocean.
And then he'll be like, I can't work all this machinery by myself. I'm going to need help. I'm going to need some people that know computers. And that's when... Yeah. And that's when Tibby will go.
Skull Island.
He'll go, ah. Oh.
Sorry, not Skull Island. Alienware Island.
Yeah, he'll go, ah. Oh, God, you're going to make me go there, aren't you? And he'll be like, Alienware Island?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so then we'll have
Yeah, I guess I am.
Yeah. I think you're going to Alien Island.
Yeah.
And so we'll just have a quick shot of him landing on Alien Island. And we'll see that like heaps of the kids are dead. Heaps of the people are dead. But Trish Stratus is there. Played by Tori Wilson.
And she's dressed like an absolute barbarian. She looks like she's been running shit.
And there'll be a meeting. Like Tibby will come and he'll do that thing where he like gets on one knee and he'll be like Warlord Stratus.
Yeah.
I come asking for a favor. And she'd be
played
like,
by Tori Wilson.
Played by Tori Wilson. And she'd be like, you ask a favor of me? Who are you? And he'll pull it off and she'd be like, Tibby. God damn, it's been a long time.
Yeah.
And then they'll have like another beer and like in like a village.
And they'll recap a little bit the stuff that you haven't seen in the show yet that you definitely will. Yeah. And it doesn't spoil it at all.
And then as the night goes on, she'll be like, I'm guessing you're not here for another social call. And they're fucked. Like, you know, they're fucked.
Yeah.
And he goes,
I need the boys.
And she's like,
they've been banished to the other side of the island.
Yeah. And then
but you know that they'll do anything you tell them to.
And then she'll go like, for anyone else, Tibby, there'd be no way. And then, he'll fly off. He'll fly off in his spaceship. And then you'll just see like a makeshift ship that's made out of plane parts.
Yep.
Starts sailing on the ocean. Trish Stratus standing at the top of it. She's beating a drum. And all the boys, there's oars going, pushing the spaceship. Yep. But they're not working the oars. Each of them are on an Alienware computer, just tapping like.
They're programming each oar stroke.
So basically we're showing that Trish Stratus and the boys are going to go help on the ground.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then we cut to the Drake brothers.
Yep. And then that's Highway to Hell crashes through Highway to. And it sort of drops off all of a sudden and the credits stop.
Yes.
It's black screen.
Yes.
Then you start to hear some jazz.
No, you don't.
And you see the cityscape of New Orleans. And holy it's going shit. Towards a flock of birds flying, seagulls.
Yes.
Then out of those seagulls is one figure of a man standing, smoking a cigarette. They really thought that they could leave me out.
Oh, my God.
That's right. Boom, boom. That's right. And we all know who that is.
It's the seagull.
It's the seagull.
Played by Steven Seagal. Holy.
Who refuses to be left out.
He won't be left out.
He actually
out.
Heard about this. So funny, I mean, how we wrote it in, but he heard that we were making another project where all of the universes were combining. He's like, how could you not have me?
And he said, when do I start?
Yeah.
And we're like, oh God, we know we're going to have to write this in now.
Yeah. We've he came with his own ideas as well. So we don't know where we're going with him. He might be a bad guy. He might help. He might be a bit of an anti-hero. He does fancy himself a bit of an anti-hero. So. But yeah, so it's happening, guys.
It's happening. The conjoinment is happening.
The conjoinment, the conjoinverse.
It's kind of
the something verse.
It's on the road to the reckoning, which will happen in a couple of years, I'm guessing. But the conjoinment, the conjoinverse, it's started. It's happening. It's greenlit.
Tibby, this is what Tibby was for.
This is what we do
when Cassie isn't here.
We make shows and we apologize for them later.
Because we're so sorry about anything that we said.
And we're going to end this episode the same way that we've ended every episode on this podcast. And that's just by saying,
you can't sue us.
Cyclone, hurricane, earthquake, flood, volcanic eruption, or a river of blood. We'll be here even if we get shot, so listen up now for some no matter what.